Hey, well, I've actually been a little worried about you. And before you say anything, I know you're just completely fine and you don't want to stress anybody out and nothing like that. No, I get it, sweetie, but also I'm just I'm gonna be real with you, okay? I'm really worried about you. I mean, I know that things haven't been going well recently, and well, things are, just seeming to pile up, just one thing going wrong after another, but I mean, I know that it's stressful, but you do know that you can come to me about that, right? I mean, you don't just have to bottle it all up and shoulder it by yourself. No, I know. I know you say that, you'll come to me if things get quote unquote really bad, but I mean, sweetheart, your version of really bad is like you being, I don't know, locked in a black site with people just, framing you for millions of dollars of, debt, or I don't know, just you would only call it really bad if there was no way to get out of it. And I don't want you to wait that long. I want you to come to me no matter what, And I know that, usually I'm, a very solution-oriented person, but I mean, sometimes just, talking about it can feel really good. Just knowing that, you're not alone and someone else cares is enough to just get you through the day and give you a little bit of hope, And there's no shame in asking for comfort, okay? And I know you don't like doing it. I understand. I'm the same way, and you know that. But still, there's times that we all need help, and I want you to be able to ask me before, I can't. Or, just at least try to give me a heads up, or, even if you have to vent, I don't care. I just want to see that you feel a little bit better. And yeah, I can't solve everything, but God, would I want to? But I know that's not realistic, and I get that, despite all of my attempts to just, wipe your problems away as quickly and efficiently as I can, but I know some things take time, and I also know that there are some things that we can't change, or we just have to learn to accept. And well, yes, I struggle with that a little bit. Sweetheart, I just want to be there for you. And I mean really there for you, okay? I know that, in society here, we just, like, hi, how you doing? And we really don't, care how that person's doing, and we kind of expect them to just be like good in you, and then you also say good regardless of, how you really feel. But it's different between us, okay? No, if I ask you how you're doing, then sweetheart, I really, really want to know, okay? You don't have to worry about being a burden to me, okay? No, you are not a burden. You never have been. And God, you never will be. And I understand that that might, you know, be a little difficult for you to, you know, believe, but let me show you that it's the case, you know? I mean, okay, look, you know how much I hate the social exchanges, right? You know I hate small talk, so I'm not going to just engage just for the sake of engaging. No, I care about you so fucking much. I love you, and you know that. I mean, we have been through a lot, haven't we? How many years have we been friends? Exactly, so just trust me, okay? I know there's a lot in this world that you can't trust, and I know that a lot of people in your past have said the same things that I'm saying, and they have turned away and walked out on you, and I understand. I understand that it's difficult to put that faith in another person one more time, and I know it's asking a lot, but sweetie, I just want you to have someone you can put your faith in. And ideally, I'd like it to be me because, God, I care about you so, so fucking much. And I'll never be able to, you know, properly articulate it because I'm just pretty shitty with words. But honestly, just please, okay, just please come to me if you need a shoulder to cry on or just a sounding board to bitch and complain about the bullshit that you've had to deal with. I want to be here for that. I want to hear it. I want to hear what's going on with you. I want to know what's going on in your day to day. I care. I care so fucking much. And you're often so fucking stoic, and it drives me crazy because I feel like you're not letting me in. And I just want to help, and it hurts to, you know, see or think that you're suffering, you know, by yourself, and I know that I've asked you, you know, just, are you okay, and like, just reflexively, you say yes, and sometimes I don't believe you, and I think you know that, and I get a little frustrated, okay, because I want to argue with you on it, but I know that you do it, you know, one, because, well, you're protecting yourself, and two, you know, most people don't give a shit, and it's terrible that as a society we just have these pleasant exchanges where we're expected to lie to each other, and God, that never made any sense to me, but anyway, the final one is just, well, you don't want to worry me, but I'm already worried. I'm just worrying by myself, and if I'm going to worry, then I want to worry with you, and we could worry together, and even that would be better than just, you know, worrying on my own about just how good you actually are or how bad you're not telling me you are. So I'm sorry. I don't, you know, mean to just dump this on you. It's just, I've been really worried, and I know I've been asking you more often than usual, you know, like, are you okay, or how was your day, or, you know, what are you doing this weekend, and who are you spending time with, and, oh, you look mad, what's going on, and just all of these fucking questions, but it's just to try to just calm my inner just panic about, well, about your well-being, you know? I can't be sure you're okay, then I have to assume the worst, and I want to do something to fix it, and I just want to be there for you. So you need to let me be there for you, okay? This is... Okay, I don't mean to get angry, but this is getting ridiculous. You should be able to depend on me. I mean, have I ever done anything to hurt you? Have I done anything to make you feel like you can't confide in me? Well, then you should do it more. No, look, I already told you. You are not a burden. How could I think of you as a burden? You're my best friend. No, you are not a burden, and you are not a tax on me. You are my precious, precious best friend. I fucking love you, okay? And I would be devastated to be without you, so I want you here with me, and I want you happy, and if there's anything I can do to make you happy, then tell me, okay? And maybe, you know, sometimes there's something wrong and you can't quite put your finger on it, you know? Like, I understand that, but you could even just tell me that much. Like, something is going on, but I'm not really sure what it is, or, I don't know, just tell me what you're feeling in that moment, and we can just sit with it for a bit, or not. I mean, we could just go play video games like we usually do. I care a lot, okay? And I just want to be there for you, okay? So even though I know it's hard, I hope that, you know, moving forward, if something comes up, then you can tell me about it instead of just, you know, dealing with it by yourself, okay? I mean, that's all I'm asking. Just let me in. Just a little bit. Okay? Do you promise? No, come on. You know exactly how important promises are to me. So do you promise? All right, then. And I'm sorry for yelling at you. Honestly, I've been building this up for quite a few weeks. I've been pretty concerned, and, well, you saw how many questions I've been asking you every day. I just... Huh? Well, yeah, I mean, sure, but I didn't want to worry... Yeah, I didn't want to just spring it on you because I didn't want to worry you. No, I know. I understand. Yes, I'm not a burden either. Oh. No wonder we're best friends, huh? fuck. All right, then let's make a pact, okay? I promise, and you promise, that we'll be more honest about, well, our emotional welfare. Okay? All right, I'm glad to hear it. Well, I did come here first with the intention to ask you if you were hungry. I'm pretty hungry for lunch myself, so... Or did you want to eat? My treat.